into more of the lumbus. Tof resh ayin aleph. Okay, here's where the Aruch HaShulchan will, he shows his true colors. When he's mefalpel in the lumbus of the halacha. It's very interesting. It's a bit complex, for me at least. Okay, I'm not the sharpest of you all, but we'll try to do the best that we can. Again, starting with Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, Dini Halakha Sneres Chanukah V'Hanachasan, the laws of the lighting of the candles and where we place the candles. You know, maybe you can sit over here.
Okay, sure.
No. Sit there. No. Come.
Oh. I was just going to say I don't see you.
Okay, Ulafi. She'ira Hanes Benerois, being that the miracle occurred through the lighting of candles, Tiknuha Lahalik Neirois B'chol Laila. The takon of Chazal was to light candles b'chol layla, k'dei lahazkir hanes, in order to remind ourselves of the miracle. Simple. B'tzaruch kol adam lizor bohem me'oid, every person should be very careful regarding this mitzvah, v'afilu ani ha'mesparnes min atzdaka, even if a person is poor, and he receives his sustenance from tzedakah, shoyel, he is obligated to borrow money, I don't know how he's going to pay back, or to sell his clothing, and to use that money to purchase shemen lahadlik, to light the menorah. This mitzvah is so important. Even the poorest of the poor have an obligation to find the money somehow, some way, to be mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Why is this mitzvah so unique that he's required to do so? The kolma, exactly. The kolma should persume nisa. Anything, any mitzvah which is because of pursuing nisa, hachiyuv. I think it's a mistake. Hachiyuv, the base. Afilu al oni, on an oni. Kamo, for example, where else we find such a concept with regard to the dalit koisais Pesach? The hazohir bezeh. Chazal have given us a reward. Anyone that is meticulous in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the way it should be done, don't underestimate the barachas of Chazal. Havin yilei banim talmidei chachamim. Never underestimate take lightly the barachas of Chazal. Tachsiv, it says, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or kolamar bezuchus ner mitzvah shel Shabbos v'shel Chanukah yizke, one will merit l'torah or. Okay, now, then he goes halacha based. He says here a very big chiddush, an incredible chiddush. What he writes here, the nira, it appears to me, the bener chanukah, the dalakaisos, with regard to these two mitzvos, ein shiur lehoitza asan. There is no limit to how much one must spend from his assets to be mekayim the mitzvah. Which means, even the only mechuyev to spend up to fifth. If you only have in your possession $1, you only have to spend 20 cents. If it costs more than 20 cents, what? A fifth. Which is a fourth, which is 25. Shlish. Okay, so let's say 33 cents. So a person only has $1, only $1, that's all I have in the bank. You know, the bank will shut you down your account for that $1 anyway. If all you have in your pocket is $1, you're not mechuyev, according to halacha, for any mitzvah to spend more than a third of your assets. So if a person only has $1 and the cost, the cheapest ner is $1, you're not mechuyev to mekayim them. That's what you would ordinarily expect. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that with regard to a mitzvah that it's persume nisa, that rule does not apply. You're mechuyev to give up your very last penny in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's a chiddush. I think it's his own chiddush. He writes, "V'nir de buder chanuk v'dal koisos ein shiur lehoitza asan de af agad bechol mitzvah mitzvahs yesh shiur at shlish b'mitzvah k'mashakase v'sechta b'simin tofresh nivav l'inyan esreik with regard to an esreik oy choymesh." Or some of the farshim say you don't have to spend a third, a fifth. It's machlokes. Is it a third of your assets or a fifth of your assets? Kimashakosav sham, like it says there in Shulchan Aruch Mikol Makayim, elu sheheim persume nisa, the chivui la'ani, and they obligated a poor man limkar to sell kisuso shuv ein shir ludaber. There is no limit to how much one must spend from his assets to mekayim the mitzvah. Now, even though obviously it's not nogea, Baruch Hashem, not nogea to most of the population because it doesn't cost that much to go buy a candle. But at least it should settle upon our minds how choshuv and how chomor the mitzvah is. If such a mitzvah, one will be required to give up his very last dollar. If the mitzvah would be that the cost of oil has reached a cost that's beyond our means, we would still be mechuyev to do so. We should at least appreciate how important this mitzvah is. Shuv and shilu davaviyesh. Now, then he goes on to say, well, I know what I'm saying is a very big chiddush, and you should know that not everyone agrees with what I just said. The yesh mi shoymer de gam kan al yivaz beis yoyse mechamish. The Prima Gadim writes this, that even with regard to Ner Chanukah, it falls within the rules of all of the other mitzvahs. He now mechuyev to send more than 1/5. Then he writes, v'lo nira kein. He disagrees. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan is not saying this on his own. He says that Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees with the Prima Gadim. Rak be'emes, and then he goes on to point out that the truth is that Baruch Hashem, we don't live in times where it will come to that, because the cost of a Chanukah candle doesn't cost all that much. Rak be'emes lo shchiach zeh, ve'hoyitza kitana b'zeh. Now you should not anymore. Today, people are in the frame of mind where they go into Eichler's and they buy the pre-made. Everyone today, and almost like 95% of the people that I know, they don't even bother. When I was a kid, how we had Hanukkah, well, you buy oil and you buy wicks. Remember, I used to go to Zilber.
You made wicks.
You made wicks. I went to Zilberstein's. I remember my father gave me a quarter. I went to Zilberstein on the Lower East Side. It was like a candy store. Zilberstein's, and they sold their wicks. I remember my father gave me a quarter, and I bought wicks for a quarter.
My grandfather had me on his lap when I was 3 years old.
And he made it.
Rolling
the cotton. Rolling the cotton. Okay, and you buy oil. Oil used to be very cheap. They take advantage. The cost of oil in the Judaica store is probably 3 times what it costs in the supermarket. But the supermarkets got smart also, you should know. They got smart also, and they raised the price of olive oil. It used to be a lot cheaper olive oil in the supermarkets. What?
You go to an Italian supermarket.
You have to know where to go. But they got smart also. They raised the price. But it used to be bimamish pennies. Pennies to go to buy the oil and the wicks. Today, everyone has an attitude. No, you can't. You have to go buy the little glass things with the pre-filled oil, the wax oil, whatever it is, and that costs at least $25-$30 a set. Right? That's not for some people. That's a lot of money. Okay, $25-$30 is not a small amount of money. But he writes over here. He writes that he maintains his position that you have to know that there's no limit how much what it costs. You have the person that's from the kind of mitzvah no matter what. Okay, now Kama Neros. Now here he's getting into a lot of lumnus. He's getting to a beautiful lumnus, and he's going to be mefapel in this lumnus for the next 2 pages. And everything, he goes in circles back and forth, and in the process he brings out some very interesting concepts. Here he goes. Kama Neros Malik, how many candles must one light one Chanukah? So, kach shanim. So we have learned from the Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, mitzvahs Chanukah. The primary, the basic mitzvah is ner ish ubeisoy. If a person has 20 children, you only have to light one ner. You don't even have to light a shamish. A shamish is a modern concept. The Gemara talks about a shamish in certain situations, makom sakana v'chulu. But all you have to light is one ner. That's all you have to light for your entire household, all 8 days of Chanukah for the entire bais. V'hamahadrin, those that want to be mahader, level one step up, ner l'chol echad v'echad mibnei habayis. Every member of your home, which seemingly means only the men. Okay, the women, that's a shahl, we'll discuss that a little bit later on about Nashim lighting Ner Chanukah. We'll get that later on. But Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, so if you have in your home 10 people, so you light on the first night 10 Neros. You light Ner L'chol, and that's it. On the second night, you also light 10 Neros. Now comes the topic of discussion for the next 2 pages. The Hamahadrin Min Hamahadrin. What does it mean, the third level, the highest level of the mitzvah, Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin? On the second night you light 2, 3, 4. We have the follow base Hillel, where every night we light an additional candle. Now, what exactly does that mean? Yeah. So let me just tell you the basics now before we read inside. He's going to present a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. And it's back and forth. Tosfos says, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin does not mean, like what we think, every single member of the bayis lights on the second night two candles. Mahadrin mina mahadrin goes back to the basic mitzvah, where the only one who lights is the Rosh HaBayis, the head of the bayis, and he lights every single night an additional candle corresponding to the number of days of Chanukah. But everyone else in the bayis lights nothing. So it can come out that if you have a very large household, you'll be saving money by being mekayim mahadrin mina mahadrin then mahadrin. If you have 25 children, you're blessed with 25 children, so that means every, if you mekayim mahadrin every single night, you have to light 25 candles. That's a nice expense. But if you mekayim mahadrin mina mahadrin, the first night you only light one candle. That's it. The second night, the Baal HaBayis lights two candles. The third night, the Baal HaBayis lights three for his entire household. On the eighth night, eight candles. That's it. That's the Shita of Tosfos. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is built upon the foundation of Mahadrin. Not only does every single member of the household light a candle, but every single member of the household, every single night, lights one additional candle. This is the Machlokes, and here is Mefalpel, which one is, what is the Ikar LaHalacha, and in the process he's going to present a lot of Lamed. So here he begins. He begins here with the Sheet of Tosfos. Now, Uperishu Rabbeinu Balei HaTosfos. The Hamahadrin and Hamahadrin Lo Svirulei Kamahadrin. Look at that. It's not built upon the foundation of Mahadrin, which does not mean that every single member of the household has to light a candle. Lahalik l'chol echad ner echad. V'im kein, kevan d'tamayu shaharoye, b'haneros yeyodea mizeh kama yamim. Now he's saying a very fascinating principle. The concept of Mahadrin mina Mahadrin brings with it the purpose of knowing how many days of Chanukah have passed. The concept of Mahadrin does not bring with it that principle. If you are Mekayim Mahadrin, there is no goal of telling people how many days of Chanukah have passed. If you are Mekayim Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, your primary objective is to tell the viewer, the person, the observer, how many days of Chanukah have passed. If every single person in your habayis is going to be lighting multiple candles, there are going to be hundreds of candles. Today is the 8th day of Hanukkah, so why then in front of my house are there 50 candles or whatever number of candles, 64 candles, whatever you're going to have. You're not going to accomplish anything. So therefore, being that Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, it's the objective is to tell you the number of candle days of Hanukkah passed, therefore we reduce the number of lighters to only the Baal HaBayis, only he lights that one candle. Now I want to just give you something that they say is very, very interesting, just to open it up to how far this thing goes. Okay, the Rambam is going to disagree, obviously. The Rambam is going to hold that Mahadrin and a Mahadrin means every single one of the bayis lights multiple candles. There are opinions in the Rambam is not 100% clear, that even according to the Rambam, the only one who makes a bracha is the Rosh HaBayis. And if anyone else in the bayis makes a bracha, it's a bracha levatol. So even though we are brainwashed in the concept of Mahadrin mina Mahadrin means every single one of the family lights multiple candles, who says every single one in the bayis should also make their own bracha? It's enough to be machmir and everyone should light their own candles, but you should take into consideration the Sheet of Tosfos, who says Mahadrin and the Mahadrin means only the Rosh HaBayis, and according to Tosfos, for anyone else in the bayis to light, make a bracha on their menorah is a bracha levatol. Isn't that amazing? Now we don't follow that. Obviously we follow the halacha that everyone in the bayis makes their own bracha, and we go to the total extreme. We go like the Rambam, Mahadrin and Mahadrin is built upon Mahadrin, plus we ignore Tosfos 100%, ad kedei kach, everyone can make their own bracha. That's how far we go, halacha lemais, but we'll get to that at the very end. What?
Everybody makes a bracha together.
It doesn't matter. Everybody makes a bracha together. It's the same thing as everyone making a bracha. You're making a bracha. You're being made to Shem Shemaim. It doesn't make a difference. We go to the extreme. But let's see over here what he says over here. The imken came to the tamay the sharoi. Let's go. Came again. We're running 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the bottom. The imken. The whole purpose, objective of Mahadrin and Mahadrin is came to the tamay sharoi b'haneiros. The observer yeyodea mizeh kama yamim yesh bechanukah, but the miyadlik neros lefi mitzvah bnei adam shebabayis, if every single member of the household is going to light their own set of candles, adayin lo yisvada lo kama yamim ata, the observer is going to get confused. You pass in front of a person's door and you see multiple candles have been lit. Uledugma kishiyira dalin neros, if you see four candles, yochol lios, it could be shebekan ish echad. No, you're not going to know what's going on in this house. What is the observer going to think? He's going to think in this house, ish echad, the have yom revi. So maybe there's only one person who lives here in this home, and he lit four candles, and it's the fourth day, the have yom revi shel Chanukah. The ulai, but the observer can also think yesh bekan shnei anoshim. Maybe there are only two people who live in this home. V'harvei yoim sheni. If you're going to tell me that every single person in the bayis should light candles corresponding to the days of Chanukah, if you see in front of a person four candles, so the observer will think, oh, maybe there are two people live in this home, and tonight's the second night of Chanukah, and each person has lit two candles. Or maybe there's only one person who lives in this house, and he's being Mekayim, and maybe there's only one person, and tonight is the fourth night of Chanukah. So what are you going to accomplish? If you'll make a set rule that for every bayis, you only light the number of candles corresponding to the days of Chanukah, then you are fulfilling the objective of Mahadram, and a Mahadram is clear as day. There are four candles. Tonight is the fourth day of Chanukah. There's no reason to assume that tonight is the second day of Chanukah and there are two people living in this house.
The purpose of lighting is that someone should observe?
Yes, that's the main purpose of lighting. The main purpose of lighting is someone should see the Persume Nisa. The word Persume Nisa is to publicize the miracle. Publicizing the miracle means other people should see your candles being lit.
And if enough to see that it's the
Yontif of Chanukah? No. Well, that's exactly that's the different levels of the mitzvah. The basic mitzvah is it's Chanukah, period. Mahadran means every single member of the bayis should participate. Mahadran, mina mahadran means, according to Tosfos, a very powerful principle, is that you want to publicize which day of Chanukah it is. But if you're going to suggest everyone in the bayis should light candles privately, you're not going to accomplish the main objective of Mahadram and Al-Mahadram to publicize which day of Chanukah it is. Because when you pass by in front of a person's house and you see four candles in the bayis, I don't know what day of Chanukah it is. Maybe there are four people who live...
Don't have them together.
Okay, so that's what he's going to say later on. He's going to discuss all these details that if you separate the menorah, that it's going to be okay. He's going to talk about that. We'll go into all the details. But generally, if you pass in front of a home and you see four candles, there are three possibilities. Either tonight is the fourth night of Chanukah for one person, or tonight's the first night, or tonight is the first night of Chanukah for four people, or tonight is the second night of Chanukah for two people. If Mahadram and Mahadram demands that everyone in the family should light multiple candles, you're not going to accomplish the objective of knowing what night of Chanukah it is. The observer will not know what night of Chanukah it is. There's going to be much, much, too much confusion because there's no way of knowing how many people live in the house. But if Mahadrim and a Mahadrim means we want people to know what day of Chanukah is, and therefore only the Rosh HaBayis will light for everyone, then you will clearly accomplish its objective of what Mahadrim and a Mahadrim means. That's the sheet of Tais. L'chein lo hoyu madlikim rak ner echod l'chol b'nei habayis uv'shnia. On the second night of Chanukah, shnei neros. The Rosh HaBayis will light for his extended family two candles for the entire extended family, and the observer who passes in the street, walks in front of this house, sees two candles, it's clear as day, tonight is the second night of Chanukah, you have fulfilled Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Period. Avol HaRambam. The Rambam is Cholik on Tosfos. We follow the Rambam, obviously, we're brainwashed with the Rambam. But you have to know the history of how this thing came about. Avol Rambam Zal Perish and Reish Perigdal Kosav Kamenevos. Kobayis, the bayis madlik nerechot, v'amahader, then we upgrade to level one, madlik neros kinyan anshe habayis, v'amahader yoiser, which means mahadrim and amahadrin, madlik ner, now look what he says, l'chol, the Rambam is explicit, l'chol echod, every single member of the family, balayla harishon, umoysif aholich, And in just in case there should be no confusion, the Rambam says Ketzat. Let me spell it out for you. Hare shohoyu anshe habayis asora anoshim malik b'lel rishon asora neros uvelel sheni esrim neros 20 neros v'chulu. Okay, so the Rambam clearly disagrees with the shita of Tosis. And that means that the Rambam holds fundamentally that the concept of Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, the objective of Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, is not for the observer. We couldn't care less if the observer is aware what day Chanukah today is. The objective of Mahadrin min HaMahadrin is for the Madlik. The one who lights, look at the lundus. Is it the gavra of the heftza? There's no gavra, there's only a gavra over here. Is it the lighter or the observer? Yeah. For whom are we trying to make it clear with Mahajim and Amahajim that tonight is this day of Chanukah? The machlokes is the Rambam and the Tosfos. Nafkamina is everyone in the bayis light or not?
That's
what when it comes, he's going to come to the very, very end. Well, okay. I hear what you're saying. Okay, you have to read the Rambam. He's going to discuss that later on. And that's what I mentioned before, that someone learned in the Rambam that the Bnei HaBayis don't make their own bracha.
Yeah, but his mashmah, even the Bnei HaBayis don't even
mal. They don't even mal. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
Only the Rosh HaBayis.
Live for the whole family.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Europe.
I don't know, everywhere. Okay. That's what it
was. They were probably different mikvahs, different minhag, different communities. They did different things.
Germany for sure not.
What? Germany only the Rosh Habayis. The Rosh Habayis lived for the entire family. And where did they light? Inside or outside? Where did they light the candles?
Inside.
On the dining room table. I, across the street from me, lived one of the biggest, the top chassidim of the ten Karov. Zechet Tzach Levracha,
yeah,
and Tenker Rav until his last day, and he lived there probably 20 years ago. He had Flapush, mm-hmm. lived here in Flapush. He lived near Chanukah on his dining room table. No windows, no door. Today everyone is so from the light by the door. Out today they have a glass case. He lived on the dining room table, like it says in the Gemara. V'shas ha-sakana manichai al shulchonai v'dayai. You're in Golis? Golis, this was his minute. When we lived in Europe, it was sakana. We lived on the dining room table. You come to America, there's no different. He lived in Ner Chanukah on the dining room table, not by the window. The Mishnah Berurah writes. The minig b'zman hazeh is to lighten the chaloin, the window. Not the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say to light by the Pesach HaBayis. Chavetz Chaim says the minig b'zman hazeh we light by the window, but he even lived on the Pesach. Let's go further. Now the Rambam here writes things that are very confusing. Now here's where it gets a little bit confusing in the Rambam. That's where we finish over here. Now look what he writes. Uminig Pashun. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of this paragraph. 5 lines before I say. Look what he writes here. Uminig Pashut bechol orenu b'sfarad. In all of our cities in Sfarad, okay, in Spain, sheyiyu kol anshe habayis malik ner echad b'layla harishan u'maysivin v'holchim ner b'chol layla. Every single member knows, everyone follows my psak halach. In Sfarad in Spain, every single member of the bayis lights every single night an additional candle. Achnimsa b'lel ches malik shmoneneris. Every single member of the family will light his own 8 candles. Bein shahoyu anshe habayis merubim, bein shahoyu adam echad ad kan l'shaynai. And then he writes, uminog. Now he first says in b'chol irenu b'sfarad, but then he writes uminog anshe sfarad. Now the anshe sfarad obviously is not irenu b'sfarad. Okay, he's writing over here. There are 2 different regions of Sfarad. I don't. It's a little confusing the language.
At least for 600 years,
there were Tosis. Yeah, okay, so he's writing over here.
You can interpret it differently. You can interpret it as that only the first night.
No, he writes Kol Echad.
That's right, the first night he says that. And then next he says they added one.
Everyone added one. The Rambam writes, and he's going to review, he's going to come back to these words, but we're going to see later on, later letters, when it's clearly he's writing, the Rambam says that this will he do my place. In my hometown, this is what we do, at Kan L'Shaynai. He writes over here, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, maybe the Rambam said this about himself in his day, but the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the Sephardic Jews today, Uminik Anshe Sephard, maybe the Rambam in his hometown, they did it his way, but the Sephardim, I don't know what the Sephardim do today, I don't know, but Uminik Anshe Sephardat Keatisis. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's from his understanding in his day, 100 years ago, when the Aruch HaShulchan wrote his Sefer, the Sfardim follow Shitas Tosfos. The only one who lights is the Rosh HaBayis, and he adds every single night one additional candle. The Rambam says that in his hometown where he lived, everyone there, every single member of the Bayis, lit an additional candle every single night. So we have so far a Machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam. Now we go for the Oisei. Hinei, the Gemara never. Now he's going to tie all this into the reasons of the Gemara. The Gemara says Shnei Tam Al Zeh. There are two reasons why. What's the lundis of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin Al Zeh? Ha'echad Kneged Yom Hayoytzim. Okay, the first reason of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, like I've been saying until now, is to indicate to the observer what day of Chanukah is today. The Yom HaYotzim, how many days have already passed? Today is the first night of Chanukah, one candle. Kiloimar, Sheyedu, the people, the observer, should know, Kama Yomim Yotzim Mechanukah, how many days have passed? The Hayoim, and the day that you light Chanukah, counts as one day. So the first day you light one candle, the second day is two candles. Shagamayom Shemalik, Nechshav Gamkein, Bein HaYotzim, Yotzim. Now, Ulatam Zeh, according to this logic, Vadai, Dinira Yotzer, Divrei HaTosfos. If this is the primary reason of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, that the observers should know how many days of Chanukah have passed, then Tosfos is absolutely correct. Because if you're going to light more than the number of days in your front window, your front door, you're going to confuse the observers. Because if you're going to light more candles corresponding to people in the home, we're not going to know. We're not going to know how many days there's going to be confusion. But he goes on to point out that the Gemara gives a second reason for the lumness of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Aval Yeshoy Tam Mishumalin Makodesh. Nothing, a whole new time. The reason why you light additional candles in Mahadrin and Mahadrin, you can suggest, has absolutely nothing to do with informing the people of what day of Hanukkah it is. But it's built upon a principle of Malin Makodesh. You go higher and higher. You grow. The Yom Tov of Hanukkah is a Yom Tov of growth. Inspire you to grow. And if that's the time, we don't care about people getting confused. If that's the time, that's the lumness of Tosfos. He who wants to say that's the maska, that's the ikar, primary reason. That's the Rambam. And therefore, ulatam zeh loychayshinan ledas hayyamim ulufizeb shididir yoyse divrei harambam shenucha lotse skam hamahadrim yikim yoyse the Mahadrin. That way, when you do Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, you also Mekaye Mahadrin. Every single member of the family lights, and every single member of the family lights an additional candle. So you get, in order to Mekaye Moisif Ohoilech, so you're getting in both, and we don't care about the other reason. The other reason was only a reason which is not La Halacha, and therefore, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Every member of the family should light additional candles.
I don't understand one thing. If some stranger is walking along the street, he sees Chanukah Lech lit, it's Basuri, Pesuma Denisa to him. What is the difference how many lights it?
That's exactly the question. According to the first reason of the Gemara, Mahadrin and a Mahadrin demands that you inform the observer what day of Chanukah is today. That's what Mahadrin and Mahadrin means. And according to Tosfos, that means only one person can light. But if you learn that's not the reason, that's a mistake. No, that's what Mahadrin is, exactly what Mahadrin and Mahadrin means. You have to inform the observer today is the fifth night of Hanukkah. But the second time of the Gemara has nothing to do with informing the observer of the day. It has to do with the private fulfillment of Moisif HaHoylech. So then that would be the Rambam. Ulefi Zeho Ikor Ledina Der HaShluchim concludes the Ikor Ledidus Keharambam. V'yesh L'tmoya. He is his question to Harambam kishahevi minak seforat lehepuch lehepoch, lama le kosav she'ena kahalacha, b'lama lama le micha bohem, kevan she'ena kifi sugyas hashas. Now I'm getting a little bit confused with what he means over here. The Rambam says he brings this Anshei Sefarad.
It's a minute Anshei Sefarad.
But is that the Rambam's words? Because he says, Ad kan l'shoinai. Ad kan l'shoinai. Then he writes at the end, Minig Anshei Sefarad ka toises. I don't know. I'm confused on this point. But whatever it is, it seems that the Rambam does quote what people did, maybe somewhere else. I'm not sure. And the Rambam over here seems to indicate that people are not following his Shita. So why did the Rambam make a macha that I'm telling you how to learn pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara presents two reasons. The first reason is not the primary reason. The second is the primary reason. Therefore, the lomdus is you have every single member must light meisav ha'ilich in order to mekayim mahadrin, in order to mekayim meisav ha'ilich. Okay, fine. The yoyis
nira. One. If somebody is all alone.
Yeah.
And he's lighting. Nobody can see it. He lives on a high floor. Whatever.
Okay, that's another shayla. Another shayla. It's a problem. No, then you have a very big problem. If there's no person beneath, so then you're not allowed to light. Someone has to see the naros.
He doesn't make a bore.
It's a problem. Not necessarily. If no one's going to see the candles, then it's not so simple you can make a bracha. You have to at least one other person see the candles. You have to bring a person in. It's not a simple matter. If you're not going to have a situation where you're going to light in a place where no one's going to see, you have to go and tell someone to be a shliach to light for you on your behalf. The mishtatef and someone else is lighting. It's a problem. Okay, I don't know the details, but it definitely is a problem. Hopefully, we'll come to it at a later point in time.
You actually saw the tank rubber, man.
I never saw Tengarov myself. No, he told me. My neighbor was a Ben Bayis from Tengarov. He told me all of this minhagim.
Oh.
And one of the minhagim he told me was this minhag. He told me three things about Tengarov. He told me Tengarov, he lit on this dining room table. Tengarov, when he came to eat matzah, he didn't make any calculations. He had a matzah, he broke the matzah, he had a piece of matzah, that was it. Matzah, no problem. In those days, the canvas sukkahs. Okay, well, today they have the canvas sukkahs. Today are mechuder. Today they have the Velcro on the bottom, on the side, the bar on the sides. On the bottom, there's Velcro. Then they have mahadran straps.
Uh-huh.
You don't need the mahadran straps. The canvas sukkahs today are top of the line. But I remember my grandparents, the canvas sukkahs only had the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
There was no middle, and there was no way to fasten it tightly on the bottom. And it was always a problem. It flapped in the wind, and it was really a major hassle to tighten it down, and no one can really do it. So many people will mafak fake that if it goes back and forth more than three tefachim, which Ruba did, it's
yes,
possible.
It
it's possible. That's the way it was back to 25 years ago. So Tankarov, when they told him this, he laughed. He said, What are you talking about? You have them your poles, you put a shmata, you tie it on the top, you tie it on the bottom. What are you telling? You think a tape measure? It's moving back and forth more than three tzvachim? It's nonsense. He was a very pragmatic person. Okay? Matzah, don't make cheshbonos. Just eat a piece of matzah, you eat your sukkah, you have a sukkah, you have four walls, you're sitting in your sukkah.
The minbar didn't have walls.
What?
The minbar didn't have the walls.
The minig is an aniyah comment, okay, whatever it was, but
I mean, now can't
he had a very different approach to halacha.
He said, yeah.
Who invented the tent? How do you know?
He had a very different approach to halacha.
Pragmatic.
What?
Pragmatic.
Very pragmatic. Like, what are you talking? You're in the sukkah. You have walls. What are you telling me? The way blowing in the wind. What's this nonsense? It's not blowing. You have walls. Three tzvachim. Okay.
Out.
What? How do you become a Tengah Chassid? We have a see, has a son, a grandson already.
I have to see, I know him.
Yeah, the shul on.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, the Yais and Nira. Let's go. Oizvav.
The house burned down.
The Yais and Nira. The time ha Gemara ein cholkim zelzed. Now the Aruch HaShulchan now is giving his own insight. He's saying the truth is, you don't have to even come on to this. You don't have to come on and say that the two reasons given by the Gemara, they're in disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in disagreement. The kama time yochel liyos al mitzvah acha al mitzvah achas. The Gemara lo yamar de pligi betamu inyan ella beinyan machloikis beshamei silo. The only time there's machloikis beshamei silo, the beshamei sviru le yom rishon shmoina, yom sheni shiva, the poichai svahilech, the beshamei sviru le yom rishon echad yom sheni shnaim, the meisav vahilech. There the Gemara explicitly says this, you can't say they don't disagree. Some, one says the days that have left, the days that are coming, do we go count down? Or do we say that does it correspond to Sukkot? On Sukkot, we start off with 70 korbanos, and every single day we have less and less. Kipari hachag shemis ma'atin ubeisil svirulei malin b'kodesh v'loy meridin. Aval, that's the only place you have to say is a machlekes when you want to differentiate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel going up or going down. But once you, but when it comes to the two different reasons of Beis Hillel, of Moisef HaHoylech and Yamim HaYoitzim, you don't have to say there's a disagreement. Aval Beis Hillel be'atzmam yuchlu l'sover shnei hatamim b'yachad, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Okay, so I don't know how that helps us over here. There's going to be confusion. But according to the second reason, it doesn't make a difference. According to the Rambam, if Moisef HaHoylech is the Iker, Moisef HaHoylech would demand that every single member of the bayis light additional candles. Omnom. Now, here he goes further. Oy Zayin. Gambol Oy Zeh. Divrei HaTaisvis Ein Muvonim. He comes now to challenge Taisvis. Taisvis says only the Rosh HaBayis lights. Bamesh Amu Dimnal Kefi Mispa Bnei HaBayis Lo Yeheker. Shereinucha LaHalik. Why? Since it's not so, someone asked this question, you have a menorah, right? We have no problem with this today. When you pass someone's window, and they have Baruch Hashem, a beautiful family of 10 children, and there are 10 menorahs, there are 10 menorahs in the window, you can see there's a menorah, and this menorah has 5 candles, and there's another menorah, 5 candles, and another menorah. It's clear as day that tonight is the 5th night of Hanukkah, and every menorah has 5 candles. So what's the problem? So wait a minute, if you're going to light 5, everyone's going to light 5 candles, you're going to get confused, you're not going to know. You're not going to get confused. Everyone will light a separate menorah, they'll be separate, you'll be able to clear. So yinucha lahalik b'mispar k'misra b'nei abayis v'yeh heker v'haynu shkol echa b'nei abayis yalu b'mokam yuchad. So what's the problem? Now here is where he says a beautiful yisoid, and this is what he's going to follow through with the next page. It's not a, it is a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Where are you supposed to light? When you pass in Flatbush and see a beautiful home, and in the window you see 10 Hanukkah menorahs, in the window, that's not Iker Hadin. The only place you're supposed to light is the Pesach HaBayis Mibichutz on the left side. You can't fit 10 menorahs along the post, the left post. And so if everyone's going to fashtup all their candles there, you're going to have a major confusion and you're not going to know what night of Hanukkah indeed it is. So Enoch Nami Toisves is following the Iker Hadin, where you have to light and then if everyone's going to put their candles right by the Pesach HaBayis, there's no way you're going to avoid confusion.
You see the menorahs.
No, you can't. You can't.
You not by
Tefach HaBayis. You got to be very, very close. It's got to be Tefach HaBayis. Everyone has to be joined together. There's no choice. It's shekulam b'mokay mechad v'leka hekera v'nei loy b'chol hamakomos malikim. Now he goes on to point out, but since bizman hazeh we don't do this, it's not practical bizman hazeh to light the Pesach HaBayis. Eretz Yisrael, they still do it to some degree. They do it to some degree, but in America on Chutz La'aretz where it's very cold, the wind, the rain, and due to safety conditions, hazards, it's not practical. No, in Chutz La'aretz. V'nei loy b'chol hamakomos malikim Pesach hasam l'sharavim k'mo sheyispar. We'll learn later on. U'chmo etzleinu. The Aruch Hashulchan writes that where he lived, it's just not practical to do this. Shelo yadanu mizeh. We don't know from this. We never even seen it done. No one ever did this. And therefore, in such a situation, gam hatoisvis moidim, we can suggest even Taisus will admit to the sheet of the Rambam sheyesh lasos kiRambam v'chol echad yadlik b'mokayim bifnei atzma. Everyone shall light their own menorah. V'yagam heker And then you'll have the ma'alus of everything. You'll have mahadrin and mehadrin mina mahadrin. Everyone will light, and everyone will have ma'isiv ha'aluch v'ayin b'sif tezlov. So over here, the Aruch HaShulchan is coming to make peace between Taisus and the Rambam by pointing out that this whole machlokes only makes sense if it's for Pesach HaBayis members on the left side, and since that's not a consideration b'zman hazeh, that's why even Taisus will admit to the Rambam everyone should light by the window their own menorah, and you have no problem. Ulefi zeh, asi shaper akol. Everything now is in order. That Taisus kasu zeh lefi din ha-gemorah was writing this according to the time of the Gemara, shohayim al-likim al-pesach, u'sharam l'chein chayim b'nei ha-sforat. Listen, and that's exactly what the Bnei Sforad and the Rambam says they did. The Rambam, Demaira, whatever that means, I don't know what that means. Kisha Madlik Bebeso, Oy the Af Lefi Din the Gemara Yochel Levor Kirit Sinai, Kevin the Bishneim Yesh Milo.
That probably means Demairi, Kisha Madlik Bebeso.
Demayri kishemalik bebeso. When you live in your house, oh, demayri kishemalik bebeso. Oy, ah, oy, the afluf yidin the gemara yochel levar kirit soynoi. Kevin de b'shneim yesh mayla v'chesaron. Olachin loy goar bohem harambam b'bnei sefarat. The Rambam did not protest because it was not practical for them to do what was meant to be done. V'nei rabbeinu habeis yosef b'sibes pasak hatosfos. The beis yosef shezo minak sefarat. Vegam hamagid mishnah kasav shekein hayam min hagam. Period. Because I guess it's there the minig was to light by the tefach beisai mibachutz. So then only one person is going to be. Therefore, there's going to be confusion. Therefore, it'll be better for only one person to light. However, the Rabbeinu haramah kasav ki harambam. The Rambam writes like the Rambam. Vezel shanai the yeshayim the kol. Echad b'bnei habayis yalik v'chiram nish minak pashut v'yizor lite neiros of kol echad v'echad b'makom miyuchot. The words of the Ramah are very precise. Everyone should light in a place and avoid confusion, a place that is unique. Kidei sheyehei heker kama neiros malikim ad kan l'shaynoi v'zeo k'arambam v'diktek b'furish. The Rambam is very precise in his words. Why are we going to follow? The only time you follow the Rambam, every single person should light their own menorah, is only in a situation where there's not going to be confusion, when everyone's going to light a separate menorah. Shekol echad yitin b'mokom miyuchad. Da'anachnu malikim b'bayis. Since the Rambam is writing where he lived, and he lived, they lit in the bayis, not by the Pesach bayis. V'chai gav negam ha-taisis moedim, because in this situation, as we just concluded, even taisis will agree where you're not going to light by Pesach Beis Mevuchus by the Delos, where there will be confusion. He will also admit Venim to the Deloy Pliki Ladina. There really is no machlekes between the Rambam and Taisvis. They're discussing different cases. Taisvis is discussing when you're lighting by the Pesach, and the Rambam is discussing when you're lighting by the window or indoors. So then, each one says the preferred way to do it. Ela shenishtane lefit, all depends li matzav mokay mahadloka. Uvezen nistaku tmias hataz sifkan alt lemetzitin shashkenazim yenugu karambam. How could it be the Ashkenazim following the Rambam? How come it's manas that we will follow the Rambam? The Rambam is for the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim ke Taisvis, and the Sfaradim the following Taisvis. Put
bakert. So interesting is about Joseph.
Paskins like the Taisvis.
And the Rambam passing like the Rambam, which is the opposite of what.
So what's going on? Everything is almost the opposite. It's Sardim are going like Taisvis. Only by the V'chol Zemavur V'chol Zemavur I don't know what that stands for. Sif Yudzayin V'gam Hagro Sif Kodhei Ramiz Lehi hints to this V'chein Iker V'duk
Knesset
Yisrael V'sim Yudzayin V'chein Hagro Sif Kodhei Ramiz Lezeh V'chein Iker V'duk V'nim Sakal. Okay, so beautiful machlekes. Mahadran, Machlekes Taisvis and the Rambam, the Lumbus, and he comes to explain Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, the Machlekes in the two different situations, is it Pesach HaBayis or is it Bifnim, and therefore there is no Machlekes Al Bezman HaZen, since we have the meaning to light it inside, that's why we all light every single night additional candles. V'Nei Ata Bezmanenu Chaza, now he's running over here, the Aruch HaShulchan in his time, Chaza HaMinu K'Divrei HaTaisvis. Okay, so he's writing that the minig, I guess, where he lived was like Taisvis. Sherambam kosav lahalik minig anshe habayis, because the Rambam writes the minig is to write like the coin to the anshe habayis. Bein anoshim bein anoshim ad kan l'shaynai. Bavadai kainhu sharei anoshim chayovos b'ner chanukah kan anoshim. women are chayiv in Ner Chanukah. I once mentioned this to you before, that I found that this to be very interesting, that there's a difference between in America and Eretz Yisrael among the Charedim. In America, if you go to Lakewood, I'm calling them, I'm just using the loose term, the Charedim in Lakewood, the Bnei Torah in Lakewood, the girls do not light. Ask your grandchildren. The girls are not, they're not taught, I'm not talking about the little girls. The little girls in kindergarten, they light. Once a girl already gets bas mitzvah, or close to bas mitzvah, you'll find in a lake where the girls don't light. They don't light. In Eretz Yisrael, among the Charedim, girls above bas mitzvah light. You will discover that they do light. The girls from these Charedi families, they do light. What?
They don't
like the
shirt.
You have to have
what? You see the girls lining here.
He said no. He said they don't.
Here in Lakewood, I know in Lakewood they don't light. The girls bas mitzvah already do not light. The little girls light. But in Eretz Yisrael, girls over bas mitzvah in the very Charedi families, many of them do light. So, yeah, they do. Go ask. Ask around. We don't find, but now he's writing over here that we don't find, he's an observation what the Aruch HaShulchan where he lived. We don't find the women lighting. He's observing that in his community the women did not light. Furthermore, he writes, even the men do not light. He's writing in his community. This is not what happens in Flapush, obviously. Only sometimes you have someone who lights and makes their own bracha. Why? What's the reason why the Aruch HaShulchan is writing that in his community that only one person lights? So he says, it's exactly what I said above. Because in my community, that is referring to, people are lighting by the door. And if you're lighting by the door, there's only enough room for one menorah if you don't want to avoid confusion of what night it is. The gam b'zeh yesh tam. The anachnu hurgalnu lahalik al pesach acheder hagodol. Sheroiv hanichnasim v'hayotzim holchim derech sham. So since in my community this has now been the established practice to light by the door, in Cain, Hodar, Havilei, Kibizman Hashas, Shekulam Tzrichim Liyoyz B'mokoy Mechad, there has to be Hekera, there has to be a notice what night of Chanukah it is, that's the main objective of Mahajim and Amahadrin, V'loy Havei Hekera, and it's not going to be Hekera. And that's why it now in this community only the Rosh Habayis lights, not the girls and not the adult children. Even though Meikar Adidim Uchiv to light, they rely upon the Rosh Habayis because we're Mekayim Mahadrim and Mahadrin. And when you light by the front door, the sheet of Taisvus is the Iker. The main thing is there should not be confusion, and it's impossible to avoid confusion if every single person is going to light. However, the Aruch HaShulchan concludes, Ach Yoysin Nira, Kevin, since the Yoysin Bein Kach Bein Kach, Ein Choshin Lezeh, V'yochol La'asoyz Kama Sheyirtzu, V'dayenu L'yoys Mahadrin, Mena Mahadrin, Afim Layin Nia, He's saying it's okay. He's coming to give his approval. It's okay. Whether you do it like the Rambam Yoytze, you do it like the Taisa Yoytze, you do whatever you want Yoytze. But Dayenu Liyos Mahadrim Na Mahadrim, you are being Makayim Mahadrim Na Mahadrim. Afim loy niya kimahadrin, even though you're not fulfilling mahadrin. Mahadrin and mahadrin, mina mahadrin, according to Taisvis, are mutually exclusive. You can't have them both. If you're Makai Mahadrin, you're not Makai Mahadrin and Mahadrin. If you're Makai Mahadrin and Mahadrin, you're not Makai Mahadrin. So who says it's so good to do so? The Aruch HaShulchan says it's fine. It's fine to be, the fact that Chazal have called the Mahadrim and Amahadrim, that shows it's better to do Mahadrim and Amahadrim, even though you're going to lose out on fulfilling the concept of Mahadrim. Okay, so this is the basic Yisrael, so we'll stop over here with Ois Yud, and we'll pick this up Birt Hashem tomorrow.